taking away the first 3 years of free lunches at school is like taking 100 steps back, and offering a free breakfast in his place is so short-sighted. My children wake up, and as soon as they do, they want to eat their breakfast. So are we supposed to take our children to school earlier? And who's going to look after the children? It's going to be such a strain on the teachers and the staff at the school. It's been proven that a nutritious lunch spurs the children on and helps them with their education and also their physical activities. Not all children have the luxury of going home and having a lovely dinner put on the table, so their lunch at school might be the only good meal that they have access to every day. The savings that we get as a parent for receiving these free school meals is around £480 a year per child. So if you've got two children both receiving the free school meals, that's almost £1,000 a year. There's a cheaper alternative, of course, which is a packed lunch, but these packed lunches are usually made up of a sandwich, a chocolate bar and a packet of crisps, which the children are getting absolutely no benefit from. In an ideal world, the money would be there to pay for these school lunches, but in reality, it's not. So to cast the net wider, to bring in more people that can't afford to pay for these dinners every week, rather than offering free school lunches to absolutely everybody, a subsidised cost could be put in place to people that want to continue having school lunches but can't quite afford them. The issues with kids' health and hunger have been put to Parliament in black and white, and the issues like fox hunting will get more interest in Parliament than whether kids are being fed properly and have access to good food.